And welcome everyone to another
plain old edition of the Hour Bomb.
Really? Plain old edition of the Hour Bomb?
I'm too tired to come up with some exciting new word this week, so fuck it.
Welcome to an exhausting edition of the Hour Bomb, I guess.
All right.
Yes.
So an exhausting edition, fine.
Okay. I am your host, the intellectual savior of the network, and 2013 TWR Person of the Year, your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert.
I'm so tired this week, I don't even want to argue with you about that.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our in-studio crowd is pretty pumped tonight.
Well, I'm glad to see your wife can make it downstairs for the show.
They're happy not to have to look at you two ugly mugs.
Yeah.
Joined, as always, by my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big Adrian Masters here. Please, please, I'm here all week. Fried the chicken. I love you all.
They're a little bummed out you're not here. A little bit. Not a whole lot. A little bit. And the Jizzmopper. Jizzmopper? Did we lose Heath?
I don't know.
I don't know. Are you still with me?
I can hear you. Did you hear me?
Yeah, apparently we lost Heath.
Apparently so.
Skype says there's a problem with this call. Hold on while we try to get the call back.
All right.
Let's cancel out of that. Let's recall Heath here. It's interesting. That one's never happened before. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, Heath. Heath, 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 Heath. Huh. Well, maybe he'll call us back.
He still shows that he's on my call?
Well, it's because I'm trying to call him.
Oh. This is a fantastic thing to be putting up for our audio content.
Yeah, I know. It's not my fault it didn't work.
Whatever there, Snitsky.
It wasn't my fault. So anyway, how have you been, Adrian?
You know, pretty good, man. Had a great weekend, you know. Got to do some gaming this weekend, all weekend long, and I am beat.
Well, maybe if you spent less time playing games.
Well, it was from my research on Triple H. Because it was time to play the game.
Oh, good lord. Terrible.
No, fair enough. I can't argue with it being terrible, because it kind of was.
Yeah, slightly. I'm still trying to get him back. He just texted me.
What did he say?
He told me to try to call him back again, so I don't know. This is why I don't like doing Skype shows with you guys.
Hey, whenever it's just me, we don't have issues. I'm just letting you know.
Well, you are right, actually. Cannot get Heath on the call.
Now it says you're calling Greg, and Greg is on the phone. I think, oh, you're calling Greg?
Just for shits and giggles, he you know.
I see the picture that you're calling Mark Jones for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let me go ahead and cover this right now. We got me and El Duce and you in the chat.
Nice. Why do people not show up to our show? Heath, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good.
All right, anyway, as I was saying, joined us by my partners in crime, Adrian and the Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
They're
booing.
What?
It's like I'm not even there and they're booing me?
Yeah, they don't like you.
Ugh.
So anyway, how the hell you been, Heath? How's the jizz mopping?
Tired.
How's the jizz mopping business going?
Slow last week.
Aww.
Dude, I've got some horrible stories to tell you from this weekend, by the way.
Okay, I'm listening. Well,
I'm
first off, what
about the grossest motherfucker I think I've ever seen?
All right, first off, how the hell you guys been? I mean, what'd you guys go and do this weekend?
You just asked me that, and I just told you.
Well, you guys didn't actually say what you guys did. So where did you guys go this weekend?
We went to the Daikon Gaming Convention in Collinsville, Illinois.
All right.
Yep.
And we played board and role-playing games all weekend, pretty much.
Nice. So Geek yep. Fest.
Pretty much, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Not horrible. Been there before. Wish I could win this year, honestly, but, you know.
It was great. Phil was back in town. We got to see Phil.
I saw that.
I didn't realize it because I didn't know he was back. And I saw this guy on Channel 2 News today because of the big crash that happened this past week.
Are you serious? Phil was on the news?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because Phil was there whenever they were trying to... He was one of the people trying to help him get that guy out of there that burned alive.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so real quick, there was a horrible accident on one of the major interstates on Thursday. And it essentially bogged down all northbound traffic in our area. And, Adrian, it took you, what, like 2.5 hours to get home?
It took me 2.5 hours of driving to get home, yes.
And the fire was so hot in this tractor trailer, it actually cracked the cement.
I didn't realize it did that.
Yeah, I saw that on Friday. Cracked the cement. So anyway, as you were saying, Adrian?
All right, this guy, I mean, I'll be honest right now. I am not necessarily the cleanest, but I'm a little bit sloppy. This guy makes me look like the neatest motherfucker you have ever seen.
That, whoa. Okay.
Like we'll call our friend here, Wayne. He makes him seem like a neat freak.
Well, it is funny because we do have and I use the term loosely, friend named Wayne who is a slob.
Yeah, but you're not talking, I'm not, you know what I mean.
I know who you're talking about.
Alright, so, yeah.
What was so bad?
This guy, like, he had, his pants were almost more holes than they were actual pants.
Yeah.
His shirt looked like, he had, like, been, like, doing, like, car work all the day, all, like, for the last, like, week on the ground in it.
Yeah.
And he was, smoking the like finished like unfinished butts of other people's cigarettes out of the
oh god, that's disgusting.
I told you.
Oh, I've been hard up for a cigarette before, but never that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you he smelled wonderful too, didn't he?
Oh, he smelled like a gem.
Oh god. I just opened my mouth a little bit, and it's guys. Yeah. It's guys like that that give gamers a bad reputation.
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's fucking disgusting. Any other bad stories? By the way, I hope you guys got the shits. Please tell me you guys got the shits from the Mexican place.
I did not, no.
God damn it.
No.
Fucking hate you guys. Anyway, any other stories? Any other horror stories?
No, that's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. Heath, you got any stories you want to talk about? Did you get laid?
No.
What was his name?
Kevin.
El Duque says he's eating lunch over here, you fuck.
Well, I apologize.
Oh, God.
Yeah, remind me whenever I see you both, I'm going to backslap you.
I'll be holding my breath. Heath, did you get laid by our friend Wayne?
No.
Okay, just checking. Even I wouldn't go there. All right, so I guess let's talk about here's how the show works. I've got a whole list of shit I'm trying to get through. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and get me to where I can't complete my task. I think I'm going to finish it tonight, guys. You guys are tired. You guys want to get done with the show.
All right.
The ball is in my court. So if you're,
I wouldn't even argue with you calling yourself.
Do what? Hello?
Oh, did we lose him?
No, I don't know. Adrian, what'd you say?
I said I didn't even want to argue with you being the intellectual savior of our network.
I know.
Oh, wow.
And yes, we are finishing up your working for the weekend schedule here, the new working for the weekend TWR schedule. I guess this is a permanent thing?
It kind of looks like it might be.
Okay, so we don't do a whole lot during the week, but everything's on the weekend. That's awesome, because we are working for the weekend. Hold on here.
Just remember, on the Arbonne, we're not foreign or black, so we're all right in Zeus's book.
That is horrible.
Best iTunes review ever.
That I can't argue with that one a whole lot at all. I don't want to hear a fucking ad.
I'm trying to figure out. We have 10 five-star ratings and 1 three-star rating.
I wonder who the fuck is that did the three-star rating.
Well, we actually only had 9 people write reviews, so.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, whatever. El Duque says it was him. Listen here. Just because you're caught up in your World Cup stuff. If I'm going to watch someone try to score for 90 minutes, I'll take one of you guys to the bar. You know. But I don't want to do that. Anyway, I'm trying to get something up here. Bear with me.
No, fair enough. Why don't you finish telling people how the show works, asshole?
I did!
Well, why don't you start the show then?
Well, because I'm doing something else.
Well, I tell you what, while he's doing that, hey, can you tell us who's in the chat room?
You were late on that one.
Yeah, I already did that.
It's us, it's me, Adrian, and El Duque. That's pretty well it.
Yes, our original Hall of Famer.
Yes.
All right, well, ball cup to El Duque.
There you go.
You got my balls enough this weekend, Heath. We're good.
Oh, did you guys sleep in the same bed? Did you guys spoon?
We pushed them together.
Was it just you two sharing a room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. At least you didn't have to share with...
We shared our own queen bed. It was nice.
Oh, that's so sweet. At least, you know, it wasn't with someone else.
Yeah.
It takes the gayness out of it when at Archon when Esther sleeps in the room with us.
Then
we get a woman.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that just makes it an orgy then.
Keith, wow.
Did he really go there?
Yeah, he went there.
I can't believe he went there.
And he went there with your wife.
I know, what a dick. You know, if you pull up the video for this on YouTube, it's like 2.5 minutes of them talking. But anyway, yes, the TWR working for the weekend schedule.
Wow, we waited 5 minutes for that shit.
Yes. And unfortunately, you know what? We're still the number one show on Sunday nights. Fuck it.
All right, yes. I won't argue with you.
Because we are TWR After Dark. Anyway, all right, so I guess I ain't got anything else. You got anything else?
No, I sure don't.
Adrian, you got anything else?
I got an unfinished cigarette over here. You can come over and
see. Oh, God. Start. You got the timer up, Heath?
Yeah, I got the timer.
All right, start the fucking timer. Oh, God, that's fucking disgusting. God.
It could be worse. I could be the one saying that, I have this growth, but unfortunately it actually got cut off on my head.
Oh, yeah, shit, how is that? How's it looking? I mean, they're sending it off for results, right?
Oh, yeah, they definitely did.
Okay, good. All right, so I guess we're gonna
for those that don't know, I had, like, a really small growth on the top of my head.
Cutting into my time, asshole.
Hey, Jason, what? He's holy again.
He is holy again!
No, because it's stitched up.
Oh, shit. Anyway.
Yeah, he actually did the stitching.
Good, okay. Let's start talking wrestling, finally. All right, let's, something we don't do very often. Let's talk some Ring of Honor. Best in the World was tonight.
Yes, we do. We got some big news, actually, out of this show for Ring of Honor fans.
All right. You got the results pulled up?
I do.
All right. Take it away.
I'll just run through this quick, because I didn't actually watch the show, so I can't really give you a really... from the words I've heard from people, though, it looks like it's been pretty good. Opening bout had ACH defeat Taki Watanabe, Caprice Coleman, Tadarius Thomas, BJ Whitmer, and Tommaso Ciampa for the TV Championship title shot in the future.
All right.
Jay Lethal defeated Matt Taven to retain the RJ TV title.
All right.
Cedric Alexander defeated Roderick Strong in a submission match.
Ooh.
Jay and Mark Briscoe defeated Matt Hardy and Michael Bennett in an ODQ match.
All right.
Kevin Steen defeats Silas Young in his most likely last ROH match.
All right.
Red Dragon was able to retain their tag team titles against Christopher Daniels and Kazarian.
All right, the former TNA tag team champions.
Yes, and ROH, there is a new WWE champion. Michael Elgin defeated Adam Cole.
Son of a bitch. I want Adam Cole to retain that title.
One thing that was really, I did see a clip of the show. Kevin Steen hit the package pile driver off the top rope.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go watch that. I think what I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm going to find the Best in the World pay-per-view online and watch it. Because, yeah, that sounds like a badass card.
Yeah, it was from the reviews I'm seeing from earlier Shonda people. People are saying it was really well, really good, so.
All right. Should have tried to get Jake or someone on here that we knew was going to watch it.
Yeah, Elgin.
Yeah. He lost all of his glory when his mullet got cut off in Collinsville.
That was sad.
Dude, that was awesome. Adam Cole beat the shit out of him. Steen has two more dates with Ring of Honor. Okay. Can't wait to see that guy.
It's most likely his last televised.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him in NXT. And then on the main roster.
Yeah.
You know who I want to see? I want to see them bring up, and everyone's like, oh, the Briscoes, the Briscoes. I want Adam Cole to come up. I want them to sign Adam Cole.
He wouldn't be the worst signing they could ever do. I mean.
Dude, Adam Cole is good.
Let me tell you who I'd like to see him get a hold of.
Who?
Because I think that he could replace Evan Bourne's spot fairly easily.
ACH?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. I tell you, I'm a fan of that guy after seeing him at Collinsville when we went to go see him a couple weeks ago. That was awesome.
He was hella good.
All right, we're going to move on. Time to jump on some mainstream wrestling.
All right.
All right.
Monday Night Raw for June, whatever the hell Monday was. 16th.
2014.
Yes.
Yay.
So, big news. They are going to have a battle royal for the final, not final, was it the final spot?
Final spot in the money, one of the two, because
one of the
there's
two,
also a match between John Cena and Kane.
Yes, so the final two participants for the Money in the Bank ladder match, so the championship Money in the Bank ladder match was going to be determined on Monday Night Raw. So everyone that wasn't in the match already was in a battle royal, except for Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? And John Cena.
And Cena, you're right. And Kane.
Cena, Reigns, and Ambrose were held out of it because Triple H didn't think they deserved it.
Yes. So, I think we all had a feeling that somehow Roman Reigns was going to get in this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. So, we'll just jump to that real quick. So, Adrian, you saw this part. I was out of the room. Explain how Roman Reigns got into the Battle Royal.
Basically, he tricked Vicky Guerrero.
No, someone tricked Vicky?
What?
Someone tricked Vicky Guerrero?
I know, it's hard to believe. She left the coffee that was going to Stephanie and Triple H, which, yeah,
so
we'll get to that.
She's a barista?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So
she went from being general manager of both Raw and SmackDown to a glorified coffee fetcher.
Okay, so yes. Roman Reigns spikes the coffee, then what?
Stephanie gets sick and Triple H has to take her out of the show, so he puts Vicky in charge for the rest of the night. After Vicky has been thrown up on and a bunch of other nonsense.
Projectile vomited.
Yeah.
That was fucking gross.
Yeah. Reigns then gets her to add him to it because of just the crabby way they've been treating her the entire time.
All right, so Roman Reigns in the Battle Royal. And surprise, surprise, who wins?
The final two in the Battle Royal, this key, it does come down to who I thought it would, which was Rusev and Reigns.
And your winner, Roman Reigns, in the battle, in the Money in the Bank Championship ladder match.
He knocked him off the ring apron finally with the Superman punch.
Which was fucking awesome. It's just all I got.
Oh, I'm trying to remember who it was that ate the Superman punch on the top rope and it fell off. That was awesome, too.
Oh, God. Hold on.
Oh, shoot. Who was that?
I want to say it was Fandango, I think, maybe.
Maybe. I'm trying to do a quick read through here. See if I can figure it out. I just want to big shout out to Damian Sandow for wearing a LeBron James jersey in Cleveland.
Yep.
Fuck, I can't. Oh yeah, it was. It wasn't. It was Fandango with the Superman punch.
It was Fandango.
So let's talk the other one. The stretcher match for the final spot.
I'll save this one a lot of time here. Back and forth match. They battle up to the top of the stretcher right in front of where it needs to go over. And then Cena hits the FU onto the stretcher for pushing, rolling him over the line for the win.
So John Cena actually pushed someone?
Yes.
Just checking.
Yes, John Cena gave a push.
Well, John Cena isn't WWE creative, man. It's on his spot to get pushes.
All right. And we actually had a new debut on Monday Night Raw. I don't know how good this is going to sound.
Okay.
So. Goldust's tag team partner.
Yes.
The one that Cody Rhodes picked out specifically for him.
Stardust.
Yes. Ryback and Rybacksel against Goldust and Stardust, who, just want to say, can't confirm it, he kind of looks like Cody.
He does.
Like I said, I don't know 100% if it's him or not.
I'll be covering more of that in a little bit, I'm sure.
Yes, I kind of hope the Stardust thing sticks. I kind of dig it.
Well, I got that. Actually, whenever I go over our news stories in a little bit, we'll get into that.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to do real news tonight?
All right.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Well, you should know that. Yeah. You made the list of stuff to talk about.
I know. Let's see. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, fellas, that's really the only thing that really happened.
What was the main event on Raw?
The stretcher match.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It was kind of funny, the backstage segment with Kevin Hart and the Rosebuds.
Oh, yeah.
I wish they stopped yelling in my ear and blah, blah, blah. And then by the end of the Adam Rose match, he was a Rosebud.
He was surfing out on the Rosebuds, yeah.
That was kind of...
You could tell Kevin Hart really had no idea what was going on, though, at all.
You're right. But, I mean, they got to do what they got to do, man. I mean, yeah.
It's just my gripe whenever you get celebrities that come in and they have no fucking idea of like how to act or what to do. And this kind of came off as that.
It did. And
I don't know. And it just rubs me the wrong way. I mean, Hugh Jackman was fantastic with his thing on there because he actually is interested in the product and has a little bit of like at least knows kind of what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, if you're going to get a celebrity, have somebody that at least partially watches it and
see,
understands.
Hugh Jackman actually is a fan of the product. So right. That's why he fits in so well. Kevin Hart was just there to plug his movie. That's the only reason Kevin Hart was there.
My free favorite song.
This is an awesome song.
Yep.
You know there wasn't much on Raw if we're sitting here listening to, you know. Alright, that's enough. Alright, anyway. Fun song. Yeah, that's really all I have on Raw. Paige won.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, the Rusev won a squash match. That's pretty well it.
Alright, so let's go to the next segment.
That would be... everyone's favorite segment, What Stinks?
What Stinks?
Go for it, Adrian.
Alright, I'll go for it.
Go ahead.
Alright, so my what for the...
I got to turn the music off because I can't hear you.
God, that thing was loud. To me, my what stinks is... God, the projectile vomit that they do.
I think I can stop Keith right there and pretty much say that's going to be an all agreement on the what stinks chart here.
Let me check here. Yeah, I think it is. It's a landslide in the what stinks. Go for it.
Yes.
Keep talking about it, Heath. What made it just...
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, how they projectiled it. I don't think any human could really do it that well. But the fact that it was so chunky...
That was fucking gross.
And apparently a little bit even got into Mickey's mouth.
Oh, God. All right, you need to stop. I don't care if it was fake. That was fucking gross.
Oh.
Adrian, I mean...
Obviously, Heath was... That one was one of mine. The Kevin Hart thing also on my list, so...
Yes, that would be a second one.
You know, a quick poll between you guys. What was worse? Vicky getting puked on like that, or the Spirit Squad and the McMahons getting shit dropped on them?
The Vicky thing.
I don't know.
The Spirit Squad thing didn't bother me as much. The nature of this whole thing, which is so gross.
They had corn in the shit, though.
Yeah, I know. It's like, ooh, I don't know. That's kind of a toss-up.
All right, we got to move on. I'm getting sick. Yeah, just thinking about it. Just the whole thing's fucking disgusting. And I have another one, too. I'm just so fucking sick of Damian Sandow and what they're doing, or lack of what they're doing with him.
Oh, no, man. LeBron James was really effective in that battle royal.
You know, and it's bad because we thought at first that Goldust, the tag team partner Stardust, was Damian Sandow at first.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh, God, he's not showing us his face. It's fucking Damian Sandow. Nope. So, all right, we're going to move on. Unless El Duque's got anything.
We'll come back to it. He does not seem to in the chat.
We'll come back.
Can you dig it, sucker?
All right. You want to go first, Adrian?
Sure, why not?
Go all for right. it.
Can you dig it? Cody Rhodes and Stardust are your next tag team champions. Stardust and Goldust are your next tag team champions.
I don't know, because this is either going to work out really well, and the Rhodes boys are going to, the Dust boys are going to have a tag team run and be your tag team champions, or it's going to not work well, and then we're going to finally see Cody and Goldust at SummerSlam. I don't know, man. I'm going to have to not, I can't go either way.
So you can't. You have to either dig it or you don't.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I dig it or if I don't dig it.
Come on, man. Shit or get off the pot.
Because I like the because I like the Stardust gimmick, I'll dig it.
Alright.
I'm just going to say I'm going to dig it because I think they're going to let it run for a little while at least. And yeah, I think they're going to wind up being tag team champions. At least for a while.
Let's see. El Duque does have a what stinks. Raw for like 3 months. Otherwise, Sandow and everything happening to him. All right.
Yeah.
Raw for last 3 months. No, but the Sandow thing, yes. And he says, personally, I don't like Stardust at all, and I think it's only happening to have brother versus brother feud, but it's happening about 3 to 4 months late. All right.
Yeah.
I think it could have been better at Mania.
Save
but...
it, Jason. That's stuff we're talking about.
Okay. Bit. Heath, what's your dig it?
My can you dig it is I think we're gonna finally see Vicky Guerrero back in the spotlight again. I mean, not just because of this one little incident, but I think we're gonna finally have her be a little bit more prominent again.
I cannot dig that. Adrian?
I think either she's getting fired or getting a job permanently. It'll be one or the other. I think I'm going to say it's more likely fired, though, so I'm not going to dig it.
What a great segue into mine. Can you dig it? Vicky Guerrero will be fired over this.
I guess I am going to be digging that.
Yeah. And I don't mean Vicky on screen. Vicky's done with the company after this.
You think so?
I think so.
It could be. I don't know.
So I see this as being Vicky's farewell party, if you will.
It could be.
I think so. You know what? Holy shit, Heath actually had one.
He did.
Wow, I'm impressed.
I can dig that.
I can't, you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
If I had the ECW.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If I had the ECW crowd going, holy shit, that would have worked actually instead. But,
right.
You know. All right, time to move on. Let's take a look at this scoreboard, shall we, fellas?
Well, we had a change, roster change this past week.
Huh?
We had a roster change this past week.
We did.
I made the decision to drop Randy Orton.
Okay.
And I added... Where the fuck did I add?
You added Stardust.
Oh, yeah, Stardust. That's right.
All right. So, after this past week... Well, Stardust didn't do anything after Raw, so you're okay with that. However, after this past week, the standings stand at Team Adrian, 97 points, Team Awesome, 64 points, and the Jizzmoppers, 48 points.
Do we have terms for this thing yet?
We do not yet. However, we were talking about it. So I think, are both of you guys planning on coming over for wrestling tomorrow?
I will be there, yes.
Heath?
Yeah, I'll be after work.
All right, so we were going, I think we're going to discuss this more tomorrow. But we're going to have terms. So... and you know what? I think we have a first in all the seasons of the bet that we've been doing this. We have a first.
Okay.
A historic week for me on Monday Night Raw. I had a perfect week on Monday Night Raw.
I've had one, though.
Five guys, five wins.
Wow.
I don't think you've ever had... I don't think any of us have ever had a perfect week. I'll go back and check.
It depends on how you define a perfect week or a perfect show.
Five guys, five wins? Back
last year, whenever Daniel Bryan had that gauntlet match and he won three matches in a row...
All your guys have to win.
Okay, well then, I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah, so... That was an awesome week for me. I'm just saying. So, Heath, you're the big loser this week. And, actually, it wasn't bad for you. You had 21 points on the week. Adrian had 30 points, and I had 34.
Yeah, so I wasn't too terribly far behind.
No, it wasn't a bad week for any of us. I just having that perfect week set me up. Heath, you going to make any moves?
Who's not working for me?
Looking at your team thus far, let's see how we're looking at. Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose both have you -1 points. Luke Harper has you 9. Eric Rowan has you 17. Sheamus has you 14. And Victor from NXT has you 10.
Hmm. You know what? I am going to drop Bray Wyatt.
Ooh, really?
Well, I mean, like you said, he's got me -1.
I think that's a mistake, but that's your call, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and actually pick up Paige.
You cannot pick up Paige, dumbass.
Jason has Paige.
Oh, damn.
Your choices really are out there are the ones that are significant. Goldust. The Usos.
Orton.
Orton now, yeah.
Big Show, Big E, Mark Henry. You can sit. Huh?
I'll get Goldust.
All right, so you're going to drop Bray Wyatt and pick up Goldust. Okay, we'll see how that works out.
Jason, are you going to change anything now?
Man.
I tell you, if I hadn't already used my move this month, I'd be using it right now, but...
I'm going to have to sit on it. I'm going to have to think about it. because I don't know who I would want to drop. I have someone in mind, but I don't know if I would want to drop this said person.
I think that Bray Wyatt is walking out of Money in the Bank as your World Heavyweight Champion.
I'm going to have to think on this one. All right, we're going to move on.
That's the reason that I would be inclined to take it if I could, but
I don't know who I would drop, though.
I figured you'd just drop Cena and be done with it, but that's me.
Yeah, well, Cena's gotten me 20 points.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Fair enough.
All right, we're going to move on. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Price is Right. Not, let's make a deal. Not even Jeopardy, but Juice Jams.
Juice Jams on the face.
Here's how this show works. I'm going to play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a shit-free show the next week. These songs were chosen at random. I think I'm going to go with the Juice Jams roulette from now on, like we've been doing it. So,
all Heath, right.
Are you cheating tonight?
No.
All right. Here comes song number one. This one should be relatively easy for you.
Okay.
Actually, this one's more difficult than I thought. This wasn't the one I was thinking it was. Adrian, you're close. All right, and your time starts now. El Duque is right.
Technically, it's the same guy.
Heath, you there?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
It should sound familiar.
And I'm trying to think, what?
Can you guess it? No, he can't. We need an answer.
God, I don't know.
What the hell?
Failing.
He's trying to. There
the correct answer we're looking for was, yeah, I would have accepted one of two. Either Diesel or Kevin Nash.
Damn it. God, I should have said it.
Because that technically was the Kevin Nash theme in 2003.
I was thinking him. I was like, no, it couldn't be him. That's too easy.
Well, what I was concerned about, and here's why. What I was concerned about, and I have to find it here, was that it was this one with this in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was concerned it was. Either that or just this one. Because this one would have given it away, too.
Well, those are Diesel themes, though.
I didn't know if it was actually a Kevin Nash theme or if it was one of the Diesel themes.
Gotcha.
Didn't know for sure, because I didn't have a chance to listen to them. All right, you ready for number two?
Yeah.
All right, here's number two. And your time starts now.
Stacy Keebler.
Judges, let me check. Holy shit, you got one right.
That's four themes in the year right for Ethan.
Yes. That was Stacy Keebler.
Well, don't forget, remember she, back then, she was one of my favorite divas.
Yeah, I know.
Simply because of her legs.
Yeah.
Yowza. So, Jason, does he have a shot with this last one?
I don't think so. I think we're safe. Because right. I thought he was going to get the Kevin Nash theme, and I was 100% sure he was going to get this one. So, the third one here, probably not. So, here you go, Heath. No, you are wrong, El Duque. You are wrong, Adrian. Alright, hold on. You know how this game works. It's not the first time we've ever done this game, Heath. You ready?
Yeah.
Am I right the second time, Jason?
You are right the second time around.
God, I can see him, but what was his name?
El Duque, just so you know, it's always WWE/F unless we have to give him a disclaimer ahead of time if it's a WCW theme.
I know. I can't think of the full name, but I want to say it was Paul as a pirate.
The correct answer for that one was Dean Douglas, a.k.a. Shane Douglas. Do you remember Shane Douglas from ECW?
No, remember, I didn't watch ECW very much.
Okay, well, he left and went to WWF and actually was an Intercontinental Champion there.
He was actually the guy that hurt Shawn Michaels and, where Shawn lost his smile.
Yeah, pretty much. It was Shane Douglas' fault. All right, let's see. Judges, tally the score, shall we?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You know it's good when you have Gene Wilder on your payroll to be your official scorekeeper.
It is.
It is. It's awesome. All right, time to move on. And let's check our news, shall we? We're doing real news tonight, right?
Yeah, I've got some real news.
Okay, real news from our official news desk of Adrian Masters.
All right, guys. So, first news item of note is apparently AJ Lee and CM Punk married, and AJ Lee reportedly pregnant.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That rumor is not confirmed yet. The marriage has been confirmed, but the
pregnancy has not.
The pregnancy is not confirmed.
You know, we reported the marriage last week on the show.
Yes.
Pregnant already, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of makes you wonder if this was a rush thing or not.
That's the word, though.
The world may never know.
You're right. We may not. Let's take a moment here. Oh, that was loud.
Yeah.
And let's just think of AJ Lee. I miss AJ.
Yes.
All right. Anyway. I miss AJ Lee, though. She was fun.
I mean, she's not going to be back anytime soon then now, that's for sure. If the pregnancy thing is true.
Yes, hopefully. Well, let's talk to Dave Meltzer. I actually got a text message from Dave Meltzer. He can 100% confirm that AJ Lee is or is not pregnant.
Oh, well, that's nice of him. I appreciate Dave for keeping us posted with those awesome choices.
You heard it here first.
You're narrowed it down to that two on that one, you know?
Hey, it's Dave Meltzer. It's the best chance you're going to get.
Yes.
I'm just waiting to get sued by him.
All right. Next up on the news choice I have here.
You know what's kind of funny? If you Google his name, our podcast comes up.
Say what?
Are you serious?
If you Google Dave Meltzer, our podcast comes up, the one that we
Wow. And people are Googling it right now, aren't they?
It did at one point. Man. It did at one point. I don't know if it still does.
I am 3 pages in. I can see it now.
Okay, good. Whoo! I was kind of concerned about that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, anyway. Go ahead, Adrian.
All right, next news story here. So with the releases last week, several people have been getting offers to appear for indie shows already. The top three most requested right now are Curtis Hawkins.
Curtis Hawkins? Okay. All right.
Evan Bourne.
All right. Are they drug testing Evan Bourne first?
And AJ Lee. Or not AJ Lee, I'm sorry.
Yo, Papa 40 and
JTG.
It's crime time.
Brooklyn. Actually, not just JTG.
Right. Well, JTG, other people that were just released.
Oh, yeah. However, I hear there's a crime time reunion happening.
Yes, because Shad is not submitted into company either right now. They can now appear together at independent shows as Crime Time.
They can't
be called Crime Time, but you know.
Yeah, they have to change their name so they don't get sued. But
they could actually be Crime Time, but without the Y.
Right. So technically, Crime
Time.
Still
Crime Time.
That's awesome. I'm glad that they're back together. I like them.
Yes.
Not as good as the primetime players, but they were funny.
I don't know, man. There were some great moments with Crime Time back in the day.
Well, all right. I think they were both good on their own levels.
I mean, will you ever forget anything being funnier than the Lita going away party? We got Lita's box priceless. Right here on sale right now.
Oh, God. That was great. It's Bragg. It's Brown. You can put your head in. It's Lita's box.
And JBL buying the panties.
Yes. I will dig up Johnny Cochran.
JBL. I was like, well, everybody else has had a pair of Lita's panties, so I might as well get some, too.
That was terrible, man. All right, we lost our only listener. El Duque. Yeah, El Duque's got to go.
Aw.
World Cup stuff.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Yeah, it's soccer.
I know.
It's not even real. Wrestling's real. Soccer's fake. Ooh, let's go chase a ball for 90 minutes.
You know who else says that, Jason?
Who?
Zeus.
Ooh. Not about soccer.
I want you to think about who you now have stuff in common with.
No, he says that about hockey.
He says that about soccer, too.
No, he doesn't.
He actually does.
Oh, then I rescind my comment.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say. Because hockey... He's wrong about that one. No, it's football. It's real football. They says that about.
No. He says it about soccer too because it's all posted the other day.
Oh well, shit. God damn it, Zeus. All right, what other news we got?
Let's see here. We have the Ascension have been working WWE live events and dark matches, so expect them to be called up here in the relatively near future.
Really.
Sweet. Yeah.
All right. Hope that works out for those guys.
Not related to a whole lot of other stuff that we care about, but no one that listens to our show really cares about TNA, so I can give away. Spoilers, Bobby Lashley, new TNA champion this week.
Wait.
The man with the freakishly small ears?
Yes. So, wait. Do you mean they're not just going to have Black Illusion strip? What's his name of the title?
Well, they already had Bobby Lashley just win it from...
Wow, so they went on their own and they didn't steal a WWE storyline. I'm shocked.
Well, you know, I guess that kind of went out the window when MVP got hurt, so they didn't have their Triple H anymore.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And also, along the same lines as TNA, they're polling fans on what they want to see, the six-sided ring or the four-sided ring.
I will be surprised if the six-sided ring doesn't win.
I know. At the event at the Manhattan Center.
Yeah.
So, we kind of have more to talk about, guys. We're running out of shit already. We haven't even been... How much time do I got left, Heath?
23 minutes.
Jesus!
I'm sorry, man. I just don't have a lot this weekend. There just isn't a lot.
We can't have this short of a show.
Sure we can.
This isn't even right. It's a disservice to our fans.
Well, I apologize. I really do. But it's a slow news week. I'm tired. And there's not a lot going on right now.
If we have Gold Dust and Stardust, would that mean Dusty Rhodes will be farting dust?
Oh, hang on a minute. That actually reminded me, Jason.
What?
So you actually touched on this. The actual plan with Stardust is to see if the character starts to catch on. If it does catch on, then expect to see them fight in a tag team title match at SummerSlam. And if it doesn't, then expect them to go with the Rhodes brothers fighting each other at SummerSlam.
Oh, and then the other thing, they're going back and forth whether or not it's going to be a face or a heel winning the Money in the Bank match.
If it's a heel, it almost has to be Cesaro or Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, but it was, the feeling at last Monday's Raw was that it was going to be heel walking out. Not so much anymore. You'll never guess who they're leaning towards.
Roman Reigns?
Nope.
John Cena?
Yep.
Oh, God, the people are not going to like it, but I mean...
God, no.
But Cena would drop the title to Brian again.
Probably. This week's Hour Bomb is sponsored by JTG. Why JTG, you ask? He's the reason Sweet Heath wasn't here last week. Sweet Heath offered him a special job, and by Drew McIntyre Pirateware. Even Katie Vick had fantasies of the game burying her.
Yeah. So, in true TNA fashion, I think this is worth funny too. TNA has already announced some matches for their big battle royal.
Okay.
And they've already announced who will be winning the battle royal and facing Bobby Lashley at the match, the tapings, for the like 10, or for the next week, because they've already announced that it will be Bobby Lashley versus Jeff Hardy who's going to win the battle royal.
Oh, so they screwed up their listings again.
Yeah, they basically have already announced that match is going to take place, and then they also have advertised for an upcoming episode as there is a battle royal for who will be the guy in that match.
TNA, this one's for you. And people wonder why the founder of the company bailed. Question for you guys. Do you think the build-up for Stardust could have been more creative? This one comes from our good friend, the Rodfather. I'm thinking maybe different gimmicks every week. What do you guys think? You think they should have?
Well, Damian Sandow's already doing that, though.
So he kind of is.
Guys are doing different gimmicks every week.
He kind of is. So, do you think they could have built up a little bit more? What I kind of would have liked to have seen, instead of just Cody Rhodes being like, "Oh, hey, I got the best tag team partner for you," and blah blah blah, I kind of would have liked to have seen a little bit of more build up to this. Remember the old Goldust promos back in the day?
Oh, God.
I would have liked to have seen something along the lines of those.
You can't do some of those the way that they were done with the way things are now with the PG.
They weren't bad, were they?
I mean, some of them were a little.
I guess I don't remember all of them then. I didn't think they were that bad.
I mean, they weren't that bad, but I mean, it's a different time.
They were more so like PG-13, I would say. But, you know, of course, with PG ratings that they're wanting now, it's like, yeah, it'd be a little much.
I just, you know, I would, okay, maybe not the same, okay? It's kind of like DX. When we had DX in the TV-14 era, it was completely different from the TV-PG era. But exactly. It still worked. I would like to have seen something along the lines of that working. I think it would have been better than just, hey, I got your tag team partner, and hey, here I am dressed up like you.
Oh, I gotta share this with you, Jason. You'll appreciate this. More crappy TNA news, sorry.
Okay.
There's a lot of crappy TNA news going on right now. At this past Thursday, TNA Impact Wrestling, MVP referred to himself as a wrestling god.
Are you serious?
JBL replied on Twitter, "Hey, if my boy at the 305 MP claims to be a wrestling god, I'll just go with it. He's a good and talented dude and a good friend of mine."
Oh, okay.
So JBL doesn't care, but knows that, you know.
It kind of sounds like he almost gave him his blessing there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of cool. blatant ripoff, but that's kind of cool. What do you? I would have liked to have been on that phone call. Hey, what's up, JBL? Not much. What's going on? Hey, I'm going to refer to myself as a wrestling god on this week's tapings.
Well, I mean, it's not like you don't steal everything else from the WWE, so hey, why not?
Yeah, I could just see JBL going, okay, whatever, chief.
Yeah. And apparently Tommy Dreamer and Rhino have been heavily involved in the New York tapings.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I do have some more heartbreaking news for all of us dudes out there.
Oh, what's that?
Caitlyn got married.
Well, that is sad. Who'd she get married to?
Ah, fuck, I don't remember who the hell it was. But Caitlyn did get married this past week. I think it was this weekend, actually.
That sucks.
Some dude, I don't know, the luckiest guy on the planet. Something like that. Hold on. I gotta get it pulled up here. I had
He does look kind of, I don't know. Douchey.
Oh, did you find him?
Yeah, I have no idea who he is, but I got a picture of him.
What's the name?
PJ Braun.
Oh, okay. Do you guys hear that they're not going to be bringing in Adam Rose's NXT Rosebuds anymore? They are really because they're trying to cut costs, man. They're not doing the Golden Shower thing anymore for Fandango. A lot of those weird like special entrances and shit they quit doing because they took one of their trucks off the road, and that's supposed to save them like $250,000 a year by not having one of the trucks.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really trying to cut corners here. Regarding NXT talents traveling to certain WWE tapings within driving distance of Orlando, performing as Adam Rhodes and Rosebuds, they were actually driving up in a van that was run by the company. The talents who have traveled to tapings reportedly were not paid anything extra beyond their usual NXT salary to appear as Rosebuds, but the WWE did pay for their road expenses. So they're not doing that anymore either. So if they have an event within driving distance, then they're going to bring up his normal Rosebuds, who are all NXT talents. Other than that, like last week, they were independent wrestlers. Oh my god. That is just sexy as hell.
Alright, so I've got some where they look at some interesting wrestlers. The top wrestlers that change their gimmick by changing their face.
Okay.
You know, by painting their face. With the Cody Rhodes Stardust thing.
Okay.
So I've got a list here, and if you tell me if it was a good decision or bad decision.
Okay.
Alright, we'll go with Rosie becoming Umaga.
He went from the superhero in training to Umaga. I'm going to say good decision.
Good decision, okay.
Yeah.
Heath?
I would agree, because, I mean, to me, Umaga definitely was a lot more memorable.
All right, here's another one for you. This is actually one that goes in reverse, though.
Okay, he went from painted face to not painted face.
Papa Shango to the Godfather.
Ooh.
You know, I gotta say Papa Shango was good, but everybody can always get aboard the ho train.
You know, I don't like to agree with Heath, but I do have to agree with Heath on this one. I think it was a better move for him to go from Papa Shango to the Godfather. Now, technically, you missed a gimmick in there.
I know. I skipped over that one.
Because Papa Shango to Kama? No.
Yeah. I agree. How about this one here? These are actually, both of these are going to go in reverse. Crush to Crush from Demolition?
Well, you could go Crush to Crush to Crush.
Well, right, but Crush with the end had painted face again.
Yeah, I know.
To Chronic. Oh, no. Actually, he was still Crush because he became the Biker Crush.
Oh, God, that's right. Man, if it wasn't Bryan Adams, it wasn't good. I mean, I guess Demolition Crush to Kona Crush was okay, But then we went from Kona Crush to siding with Mr. Fuji and Yoko? Not so much.
Yeah.
And then, God, the biker crush was terrible.
You can't argue with that, really.
Heath?
Unfortunately, I don't remember much of the incarnations other than, of course, the Demolition Crush.
All right, here's one you're going to love.
So I guess you could say it was probably a bad move then. If I don't remember that much.
Smash to the Repo Man.
Oh, horrible move.
Yeah, horrible. Oh, my God. Should have stayed with Smash.
Yeah, I can't really argue with this.
You got any more?
Jason?
What?
How about the wrestler known as Big Josh in WCW to Doink the Clown?
You know, maybe it didn't work out so good. However, dude, he went from WCW to the WWF, so it had to have worked out. So I think it was a better move to go with the face paint.
Alright, Heath?
Heath doesn't know who Big Josh is.
Alright, you're going to like this one too here. Prince Albert to Tensai.
Can I say neither?
You can.
Because no one really gave a shit about Albert when he left, and no one really gave a shit about him when he came back. So I'm going to go neither.
This one's funny.
Okay.
I'm waiting to see if Heath had something on that one still.
Oh, Heath. Okay.
Not really.
All right, okay. So he's a neither.
The Brooklyn Brawler to Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
Oh, God.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but it was better as Brooklyn Brawler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. That's a... All right. Jason, are you going to disagree with that?
No, Brooklyn Brawler was better than Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
All right. The Natural Dustin Rhodes to Goldust.
Oh, much better as Goldust.
Way better as Goldust.
How many more of these you got?
I'm actually just Jeff Hardy to Painted Face Jeff Hardy.
Ugh.
Please.
Ugh.
No competition there.
I hate Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, but which one do you hate less?
Oh, I can't stand either Jeff Hardy. If it's Jeff Hardy, I wish he would die in a slow, painful, agonizing death being eaten to death by fucking ants. But he'll be high as a fucking kite, so he won't feel it.
That's pretty horrible, man. Why would you ever say that about somebody?
Because it's Jeff Hardy.
All right. I mean, that's, I guess, your choice to
hey, be one that of, way. One of the, either Primo or Epico got hurt tonight at a live event. Screwed up their knee.
That's unfortunate news.
Yeah. You got more?
No, that's it for the Painted Face guys.
Where'd you find that at?
I actually was just going through like the photo album they had on WWE.com. I was just asking the question.
Oh, that's cool. All right. I've got Seth Rollins on Friday night debuted a new theme song.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Here it is. It's a song called The Second Coming. I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me right now.
It's okay. It's not, you know.
I assume there's words somewhere in here. Or not. Okay. What do you got, Adrian?
All right. So, filling in for 3MB this weekend.
All right.
Tyson Kidd.
What?
Tyson Kidd, Hornswoggle, and East Slater, 3MB.
Oh, God, no. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh.
I can't believe they're trying to continue on with 3MB in some way, shape, or form.
Ah, God, that's fucking terrible. I feel really bad for Tyson. You know what? No, I don't. He gets to bang Natty. I don't feel bad for Tyson Kidd.
All right. How much time we got left still?
A little under 8 minutes.
All right, that's fine. We can do this one last thing then.
Okay.
All right. The 15 greatest superstar entrances.
15 greatest superstar entrances. Okay.
Number 15, Goldust.
All right. I can dig it.
Yep.
Yeah, say, yeah, pretty cool entrance.
Yeah.
Number 14.
All right, 14.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Yeah. I thought Goldust was better than Ricky Steamboat's.
Well, if you remember in the day, back in the day, though, he had like the dragon costume he wore out the ring with on the end of Brief Fire.
Yeah, but Goldust had the fucking gold flakes falling from the sky, and they do still do the special camera effect. I gotta think Goldust is better than Ricky. All
right. Number 13. His entrance was the only cool thing he about him. It's not like the character, but the entrance was cool. Glacier.
Glacier's entrance was really fucking cool because they had the snow falling and the lasers, and back in the day, everyone was on the laser train.
And literally, whoever made this list actually goes, okay, we know Glacier gets a bad reference to one of WCW's lamest characters. Seriously, how awesome was that entrance?
It was good. Next.
It was awesome.
Number 12. I feel this one should be higher on the list. I really do. The Sandman.
Yeah, it was cool. I don't know if it was higher. What number was that? 11?
12.
12?
I feel this one should at least crack the top 10.
And it wasn't that cool, man. He just walked through the crowd. Fucking well, the shield
us
out.
The crowd made the entrance.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Actually, okay, I think I gotta agree with you. Because we went to go see ECW in Poplar Bluff, and the Sandman was right there on the barricade doing his thing. That was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
All right. I get you.
Well, that, and when he was allowed to use Inner Sandman, too.
Yeah, that was even cooler.
All right, number 11. This is going to be hard to argue with. The Wyatt family.
Yeah. Can't argue.
Number 10. Jason's going to hate this one.
Uh-oh.
Jason, who do you think number 10 is, Jason, right now? You're going to hate it.
Rey Mysterio.
You are dead right.
I hate Rey Mysterio. However, some of his entrances were kind of cool with the costumes and stuff like that. Other than that, I fucking hate it.
Number 9, again, this is one I feel that should be cooler, higher up on the list.
Okay.
Gangrel.
Gangrel or the Brood?
Well, it actually says Gangrel, but it's a picture of the Brood coming out, so I'm assuming it's kind of both.
All right, yeah, that should have been way higher up on the list. That's one of the coolest entrances I've seen in a long-ass time.
Yes.
All right, number 8, another one Jason's probably going to hate, but I think it has more to do with the crowd involvement. The Rock.
He doesn't do anything special.
I agree. As far as entrances go, it doesn't... He just gets the crowd going, so I don't know.
He walks out there. He doesn't do anything special. Fuck him.
I'll just move on. I feel that one should at least trade spots. They should move that back to 12 and move everything up one at this point.
Yeah.
Number 7. I actually agree with this one, though you guys may not. Hulk Hogan.
It's got to have the same factor as The Rock, I guess. It gets people going. Hogan doesn't do anything special either. He comes out, shakes his fist, and rips his shirt off.
I mean, if you think about the real American and like the music and everything else that goes into it, I mean, is there a few things that like gets the crowd like pumped and going more than that song?
I guess not.
I can understand Hulk Hogan more than I really can The Rock. If he actually had to put both of them, you know, up
again,
against each other.
I would probably move Hogan back to 11 and move everything else between there and near.
Alright, next.
Yep. Number 6.
Alright.
Wait for the page load. What?
Alright. Wow.
This isn't good if he's saying what.
This should be like number 2 or number 1, but Chris Jericho.
Oh my god. He has one of the better entrances.
Yeah, I don't like where this one's going.
Number 5.
Especially, you know, wow.
At this point, I would flip-flop this one and Jericho, but I still think this one actually belongs in the top ten.
Okay. Goldberg.
Goldberg's was cool because of the pyro.
Yeah.
So I can't argue.
Pyro nut, yes.
Yeah. All right.
I still feel Jericho should be ahead of Goldberg, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Number four. I mean, overall, in general, I would say this one doesn't need to be higher than Jericho, but the special entrances he's had over the years have been better, I guess. Triple H.
You know, his special entrances have been really good, but to me, nothing is more iconic lately than the Triple H just standing with the water and the spotlight on him.
Yeah, but if you go off that one, I would still say not as good as Jericho's.
Yeah, but nothing says you're going to get your ass kicked more than Triple H spit in the water.
It's true. This one, number three, huh? I'm not surprised where this one's at. It actually makes sense. Kane.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, pyro.
Number two.
I was going to say, I think I know what one of the top two is going to be.
All right, number two, the Ultimate Warrior.
Yep.
All right, so before I look, you guys want to take a stab at what you think number one is? Because I think I know what it's going to be.
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I'm going to say Undertaker.
I'm going to say Undertaker too, Heath.
All right.
Number one, The Undertaker.
But Shawn Michaels isn't even on the list.
Shawn Michaels is not even
on the list. Take The Rock off and put Shawn Michaels on there, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, exactly.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly, actually, Jason. I'm not going
to
even lie.
I'm just more upset that Shawn Michaels didn't even make the list. The Undertaker, all right, yeah, okay, he needs to be number one, but Shawn Michaels should have fucking been on the list. That's all I got to say about that. All
right, so if I was redoing this list, I would put Undertaker 1 still, probably. I'd probably say Jericho 2, Kane 3, Triple H 4 still. I don't know about from there, though. It's kind of a... But those would be my top four.
There's your homework assignment, Adrian. Redo the list.
You know what? Fair enough, actually. How about we actually do next week for the show, we have our own top five entrances.
Sounds good. All right, boys.
Top five entrances.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, we're going to call it quits on the night. How close was I?
Like half a minute.
Well, boy, we stretched this show out, didn't we, fellas? All right, Adrian, what we got coming up on the network?
All right, well...
Oh, hold on.
I don't even know the network schedule anymore, man. I really don't.
Okay, well, hold on. It is the Working for the Weekend schedule. Give me a second, let me get it pulled up here. All right, we've got Saturday at 8 Eastern.
Jason, have you looked in the chat recently?
Do what?
Have you looked in the chat recently?
No.
You should.
Oh, the Caitlin pick?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I saw it.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how set this schedule is, so... However, looks like Saturdays maybe it's 7, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, the wrestling niche. With the angry Australian and Ku Klux Kyle, who had a fun weekend riding his little motor scooter this weekend, apparently.
His hover round was making some wheelies.
His hover round? Yeah. Don't worry, Kyle, it's not a real motorcycle. You're okay. And then Sunday, before us, we've got... No, that's not it. 7, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and Sunday nights, our lead-in. Shooting from the hip. Dan, Michael, and Sean do their thing. And then usually on Sunday nights, about 10 o'clock, that's us.
Yeah,
10:45 Eastern, 9:45 Central. And then Tuesday, you got Talk TNA. No, Monday, you got Talk TNA with Dave and Claudia. And Tuesday, you've got FTW.
Yay, FTW.
Yay. All right. What else we go to website for all the stuff that Paul Jordan writes, because he does 99% of the stuff on the website. There you go.
Yay stuff.
Yay. And like us on Facebook. Send us an email at thearmbomb@gmail.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. All that good stuff. All right. I got nothing else. You guys got anything else?
No, except for you should check out the Facebook page and look at the picture I posted from Kyle this past weekend. I'll put it in the chat for you guys so you can see.
Okay, good. All right, so I got nothing else. You guys got anything else? You guys ready to call tonight?
I am ready to call tonight.
We're ready.
All right. So, with... Oh! That's horrible. That's funny. But that's horrible.
That's Kyle Ryder's bike.
That's Jake bad. Just so you know, that's Jake bad.
Jake will appreciate it.
He will. All right. So, with that being said, Heath, what's your song of the week?
Well, I thought, you know, go for another kind of tribute song. Gonna go for the Ultimate Warrior one.
All right. So, with that being said, I think we are gonna call it quits. So, once again, I am your host, the intellectual savior of the network, saying adios, motherfuckers. Where the hell did it go? There it is.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big Aider Master says goodbye, my friends.
And the Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bombed. Adrian?
Yeah, I said it.
Say it.
I did. I didn't. Toodles.
Thank you.
Toodles.
How do you catch a falling star? How do you fix a broken heart? How can we go back to rewrite this from the start? Back when our world glowed from John. To spark. Stuck inside this atmosphere, watching my light just disappear. And all the things that I've forgotten while you were here, now I remember them all so clear. If they made a machine that could register how cold my heart was off to meet her. Now that that time is gone, I remember her favorite song. In the spot in the middle of her back, she would laugh when I put my fingers on. Until the end of everything, and I'm gone and buried. You're the only one I ever loved like this, and baby, I hope you hear me. You search and you gon' find, deep down you know you mine. I'll fight to my very last breath if I mean that I get just one more time. Just give me one more time. I'll swim through the high tide. I never told you. I'm still alive. I still feel you. So many words I never told you. I'm still alive. I still feel you. So many words I never told you.